from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome once again to Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers, recorded live in the Kickstarter room here at Land Grant Brewing Company's tap room. Joining us this week, Brewer Justin.
Hey, y'all.
First time in a while, huh?
It's been a while.
Welcoming this week, Jackie, for the first time on the podcast.
First, Justin, that song's going to be stuck in my head for like 3 days.
You're welcome.
Very upset with you right now. My name's Jackie. I'm the community partnership manager here at Land Grant Brewing Company. I help with events and I steward all of our philanthropy, which is why I'm on this wonderful podcast this week.
Walt.
Hello.
What's going on, Walt?
I'm Mark.
And I'm Mark. Topic of today's show is One Goal, One Ride, or Rye Pale Ale. It is citrusy, balanced, rye, and charitable. And we'll be touching on that quite a bit later with Jackie. Suggested pairings this week on a taco and grilled pork belly tacos.
Which you can Sounds get here great. On Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. True story.
Excellent
Sunnyside Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Big plug to Josh there at Sunnyside Tacos. Come out on Mondays. His stuff is amazing. And on a chili line, we've got spicy pork chili. What's happening here at Land Grant coming up, Walt?
Well, this isn't at Land Grant, but we've got a craft beer festival at the Goat in Hilliard. You can find tickets for that on Eventbrite. So go to eventbrite.com and search Craft Beer Fest, the Goat. That whole event is benefiting Pelotonia, so that fits in pretty nicely with today's theme. Saturday, the 21st. We've got Poses and Pints, Moto Yoga. Our friends there are returning to the tap room to do some yoga out in the beer garden. So that is going to benefit the Youth Yoga Project. Tickets are available for that also on Eventbrite. So head to Eventbrite, search Moto Yoga, Poses and Pints, and join us for that. And that does get rained out because it is outside, but the weather is looking pretty good for this weekend. We will still be drinking to benefit the Youth Yoga Project. We just announced this on social media, which is this new marketing thing that you might have heard about. But Land Grant Anniversary Party, 4th anniversary, is going down September 29th. So save the date for that. Moved it up in the year a little bit. Hopefully the weather is a little warmer. And that's also the night of the Ohio State-Penn State game. We'll be showing that on a projector outside once the bands conclude.
Hoping for a win. Cheering for a win.
Cheering for a win. Come cheers and cheer for Land Grant and the Buckeyes. And that's all I got.
Well, the man with many names, Justin.
That is the main one that I have.
Jeffy.
Are we ready to talk about the beer we're tasting today?
I'm ready. I've drank half mine already.
Oh,
yeah.
My
when we
God.
Get to, I think when we get to the crushability scale, we're going to be pretty high
yeah,
up there.
I'm also halfway done with mine.
Well, don't spoil it now.
Good point.
Like if you tell people right now that we're going to be high,
it's not spoil. It's called a tease. That's a teaser.
I don't know. You're kind of giving it away, though.
It's good.
It's like, you know.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
It's
let's
like when
talk
you go
about
to a
first.
Movie and okay. you see the trailer for The Spy Who Shagged Me, Austin Powers,
oh God,
and they put all
so
the
good.
Best
this
parts in
so
it.
Good.
They did. It's like I saw the whole movie in that trailer.
Yeah.
Justin has a point. Let's not ruin it.
Oh, behave.
I'm about to ruin it by talking about it.
Okay, great.
Here we go, everyone. One goal, one ride. Our rye pale ale. Kind of today, or in today's day and age. Pale ales, IPAs are kind of king, as we have talked on this podcast many a times. Back in the early days of the craft beer scene, like kind of like early 90s, late 80s, breweries were kind of looking for a way of branching out from their standard IPA pale ale offering. And one way of doing that was taking different hops or different malts, throwing them in just to make everything kind of pop in whatever way they saw fit. So around that time was the christening, if I may, of a rye pale ale. There's not much known history of the style, other than the fact that people brewed them, and it was really just to branch out from the standard beers that you can get at most bars, breweries, what have you, across the country. So a rye pale ale is basically just a very balanced beer with a tiny bit of rye in there, just to give it a little bit of that rye spicy character. Specifically with One Goal, One Ride, you're going to get a balance between that that caramel sweetness from the grain as well as that spiciness that you're going to pick up from the rye. That's going to be paired with like a citrusy, like grapefruity, almost orange-like hop characteristic that you're getting from mostly the predominant hop in this beer is Falconer's Flight. We also use Chinook, which has a little bit of a almost like a spruce pine kind of thing to it. That's kind of subtle in this beer. That's definitely not overpowering. And then we use a hop called Magnum as our bittering hop, which is pretty clean bittering hop, so you're not going to get too much of that in this beer. You get a slightly nutty character from the Victory Malt.
It's a bit nutty.
Yep, there you go.
So yeah, citrus, pumpernickel-like rye character, dry finish also from the rye. Then we get a pretty medium body. You might notice a little bit more of a an aroma presence in this beer just because we were able to recirculate the hops into the fermenter with our brand spanking new Hop Rocket. I think this was maybe the third or fourth beer that we used it on. So,
Hop Rocket. Y'all got a permit?
Hop Rocket.
Y'all got a permit for that?
No, we don't need one.
The Mimix checks out.
I'd say it's noticeably more bright and citrusy.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of the orange for sure.
Right out of the gate.
Well, Walt, why did we brew this style in the first place?
Well, you know, we were looking at our portfolio of beers and we noticed a pretty stark gap in pun-based beers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, perfect.
It sounds like you're being sarcastic, but at the time we really didn't.
Now, as I recall, Adam kind of had the idea to do a beer to support Pelotonia, to do a sort of a charitable beer, and it was the first one we'd kind of done. This is the early days. This would have been like our first year open, I believe. With that, I think we were just thinking about what can we do as a sort of Pelotonia beer, and obviously with their bicycle sort of initiative, the word ride sort of came out of that, and then obviously we made the super clever connection with a rye pale to call it One Goal, One Ride.
You guys are so smart.
But no, that's kind of, you know, where the beer came out of. The first year we did it was just draft only. This will now be its third year in cans, I think. Second year? Third year.
Third year.
Yeah. And so that's where that kind of came from. And I guess that's a good time to talk about the charitable aspect of the beer.
So when you buy this fantastic beer, which is actually my second favorite beer that we make.
What's your first favorite beer?
Deep Search, our Baltic Porter. It's delicious. This beer also is, though, and it's not just my second favorite because I largely deal with philanthropy here at Land Grant. It's just really good. Besides feeling good about buying this beer, you're going to feel great about drinking it, too. But we donate $1 from every 6-pack sold and $1 from every pint poured in the tap room to Pelotonia, which, as Walt mentioned earlier, is a fundraiser where people can go out and either be a virtual rider so they don't actually have to ride their bike, or they can ride a specific amount of miles and meet certain fundraising thresholds. And all of that money, 100% of the proceeds, gets donated to the JAMES, which is OSU's Cancer Research Institute. We raise money by selling the beer, but we also have another thing that we do here in the tap room called our Pelotonia Happy Hours. You can sign up for those online. We have a couple spots left for this year. We actually have one in this room directly following this podcast recording. But you bring your friends in, we give you free space. You can do whatever you want in here, barring pyrotechnics. The people in here right after us are inflating a 6-foot unicorn and wearing costumes. So however you want to make it your own,
it's
fine.
It's not my 6-foot unicorn, is it?
No, but I did tell him that we had the exact same one. He sent me a photo.
It's Terry Sprinkle's brother, Jerry
Sprinkle.
They're going
to put that in here?
They're going to put it right there.
All right. I guess it's Wednesday. It'll be all right.
It's Wednesday. It's fine.
Yeah, so no pyrotechnics, no duct tape.
Yeah, and no duct tape. Thank you, Walt. But we host a lot of Pelotonia riders every year who care deeply about this. They've been affected by it personally, or their family members have, or they're just decent human beings. When they come in, we donate 20% of the tabs of all of their guests to Pelotonia, to their specific rider funds, which has been great. So partnering with the Pelotonia community in 2017, we donated $12,276. The year previous to that, we donated a little over $8,000. So we are, at the very least, hitting around $20,000 that we've been able to give back to the Pelotonia community. We're hoping to reach around $30,000 this year as well. So we've had a pretty cool impact and been able to connect a lot with a lot of people, which has been really gratifying. So if you are in the tap room, definitely ask for a One Goal, One Ride. And if you find it in your local grocery store or beer shop, pick up a six pack, because every time you buy one, you are helping cure cancer.
Yeah, it's a limited seasonal release, but you guys should be able to find it out there, any major grocery stores, bottle shops.
It is in the tap room right now.
As we speak. We're having one as we speak.
We are drinking it, and mine is almost gone.
No, I haven't been on the podcast in a while. Have we changed rules on what?
It's a pretty fluid sort of a system.
But it changes depending on who's
but
on.
But right now, we're looking at 1 to 6.
So 6-pack.
So like a 6-pack.
Within
when
what?
When drinking responsibly, how many of those 6 would you drink in a session?
What time frame? How long is this session?
A session.
Half an hour.
Oh,
come on.
No.
All 6. We're shotgun.
We're talking about Justin, not Walt.
I'm saying it's like an evening.
Land Grant encourages you to imbibe our products responsibly.
Thank you.
And to get home responsibly.
I would say probably like 4.5, and I'll give the other half to...
me?
To Jackie, because she's a lightweight.
I am. I'm happy to admit that.
Yeah, I'd say I'd give it a 4.
4 Crusher this week.
4, yeah.
One go, one ride, crush 4.
You guys were teasing it earlier, making it seem like this was going to be...
That's what Mark said. He put words in my mouth. I think it's a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think if you weigh a solid $130 like I do, I would put it at a 2 or a 3.
Fair enough. We'll go with a 4 then.
What's the ABV of this beer, actually? 5.8?
5.9.
5.9?
Yep.
5. Yeah, I'm sticking 9. With my original.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Are we going to talk about food pairings?
We can.
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome. So the first
great segue, by the way, everyone. Speaking of food pairing.
Nice job. The first time I actually had One Goal, One Ride, I paired it with a cheese board.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pair it with a smoked cheddar or a Humboldt Fog, or maybe some heavier blue cheese, this is perfect. I spent a very nice night on my porch pairing cheeses with it. So I think that cheese gets overlooked a lot in the beer pairing world in favor of wine, but this would be a perfect one for you guys.
Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I know Brewer Dan would appreciate that.
I think we're all headed over to Jackie's porch immediately following this recording.
I have so much cheese, you guys.
Some cheese.
Better eat it then. Yeah, well, all right, and while we're on the topic of food, what would we pair that if you were here at the tap room here at 424 Westtown Street? What would you pair it with our good friends Ray Ray's, their offerings?
Fries.
Fries yet again. The vegetarian mark goes with fries.
I have found that pale ales, and specifically rye pale ales in general, similar to, I guess we brew Misconduct, which is an imperial rye, and then Goon has a little bit of rye in it as well. That kind of spiciness will cut through, I guess, and the bitterness as well, will cut through any real fatty dish. A brisket Sammy with the habanero barbecue on it. It sounds like it would pair really well.
Yeah, I was thinking something nice and spicy. They've been doing smoked wings a lot lately.
Yeah.
And they told us they were going to start doing wings for fantasy football draft parties. So look for that from them. I think it would go nicely with their smoked wings.
Yum.
Great with a fantasy draft party.
Perfect.
Also, if you're here on Saturday, they've started making hot links. So sausages.
Ah, sure.
And all the like broken down and reabsorbed into the meat, and that would be cut perfectly with this beer. So.
Yes. We used a percentage of rye in this grain bill. Speaking of other non-barley grasses, we've got a pretty cool beer coming up today called Pacifica Oat IPA.
Wow, what a creative name. So this is actually it's a beer off of our pilot series, which is why it does not have a name. I had a hazy pale ale from a local brewery not that long ago, or local-ish brewery. Wanted to brew something kind of in the same vein as that. we had a New Zealand hop called Pacifica that we really hadn't played around with at all. So I decided to take a like a standard IPA base of just Pilsner malt and Vienna and add 10% oats to it to give it a little bit of a thicker, creamier body, and then dry hop the crap out of it with Pacifica, Citra, and Amarillo, kind of to emphasize the almost like orange marmalade like character that you get out of Pacifica hops. And
you hear that, Mark? Orange marmalade, that's your favorite food.
Yeah, it's my favorite breakfast toast jam, yeah, with rye. Full circle on the
every
rye
time I've
again.
Been to breakfast with Mark, he's asked if they have orange marmalade.
Really?
It's the best.
That's the correct thing to ask. I am also a huge fan of orange marmalade.
And it also pairs well with a cheese board.
Yes.
Which we are now talking about again.
Cheese is great with beer, you guys.
I like cheese with or without beer.
Cheese pizza? Anybody a cheese pizza fan?
We're going a little bit more highbrow than that, Mark.
Fair enough.
Come on.
It pairs really well with like a nice mozzarella with maybe some tomato.
Just
paste.
Some shredded cellulose.
And, some dense bread.
Like a Kraft single would pair really well with one goal. Right.
Might. What else we got coming up on Beers with the Brewers? You guys know what the next topic is next week? Producer Julie?
Jamble.
Coming up next week. Yeah.
Jamble.
We'll be talking about the Jamble, our Jamble. Blackberry Jamble. That's exciting. It's so fruity, so juicy.
Yeah, and that's one, if you're listening to it, this podcast this weekend, the pilot batch of Blackberry Jamble is on tap, and it is delicious.
It's delicious.
So if you want to get a little preview, you can come down here and try the Blackberry Cream Ale on tap. It's not available in cans yet, but come drink it. It's really good.
Well, it sounds like we've got two more of these ryes to have, and then I'll gladly join you for one, Walt.
Wonderful.
Awesome. All right.
Okay, Jackie, you know the outro. 1, 2, 3, go.
In conclusion, thank you so much for joining us on Beers with the Brewers, our wonderful podcast. Please, if you see One Goal, One Ride, go ahead and buy it. You won't be sorry. It's delicious. And also, you'll be supporting all of our local riders and cancer research.
$1.
Sounds awesome.
Every six pack.
Yeah.
And $1 from every pour here in the tap room. Six packs are here or otherwise, but...
Are you talking half pints included?
They are included, actually.
They are. It's a very complicated math equation that Adam figured out in Excel.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us, and that concludes this week's episode of Beers with the Brewers. Peace out.
Dip your bartenders. Enjoy the weather outside. The wind's blowing. Breeze is nice. Beer garden's open, so...
And 1, 2, 3, 4.
Podcast is done. We had our jokes and we had our beers and we gave tips to the boys and girls. Hey, podcast. And fan.
Wow.
Fun and done, Ryan. Like you could have. Hey, podcast is done.
And 1, 2, 3.